Just over a year ago, Adelaide barrister Adam Richards and his then 13-year-old son Ned walked all the way from Adelaide to Canberra to protest against Australia's offshore detention policies. Adam Richards says he was prompted to take this action after he tried to explain to his son why two refugees had set themselves on fire in a desperate act against their ongoing detention. That walk to Canberra took nearly 40 days, with swollen feet and plenty of blisters. But now the father and son team want to do it all again. This time they're going to walk to Canberra from Sydney. Adam Richards is speaking with Stephanie Smale.
Why are you hitting the road again?
Because it's still going on. And, there's talk about that the camps are closed. I mean, on Nauru, camps closed mean they open the gates, and, you know, on an island the size of Tullamarine Airport, you know, men and women and children, Lord help us, are still on this tiny little island and have been for 5 years, and the locals don't want them. And on Manus, it's even worse. I mean, they've torn the camp down because it was unconstitutional. And now they've shoved them in a camp near a township where they're not wanted there either. To me, as someone who's a really patriotic Aussie, it's just not, we don't do that sort of stuff. You know, the day that my country doesn't look after, you know, strangers, and the day that my country allows kids to be locked up for 5 years is the day I'll head off to Canberra. So here we are.
What are you trying to achieve with this walk?
Mostly it's about calling attention to the issue. And if in some small way, you know, even 10 people found out about the issue as a result of what we're doing, then it would be worthwhile. It's that simple. It's just, what else can you do? You can't sit there and do nothing.
This time you're encouraging others to get involved. How will that work?
I really would love to have, you know, younger people involved because, you know, I think this is an issue that, with respect, I believe that our kids are going to have to deal with the shame of it in time to come. And the other thing is the cost. You know, $1 billion a year. The Senate budget estimates, $1 billion a year, when we've got pensioners with inadequate support and servicemen returning from overseas with inadequate support. There's so much that our country needs that money rather than wasting on being cruel to these hapless souls. It's not good enough.
In terms of the physical feat of walking that far, what's it like to conquer that initial physical pain, I guess?
In a way that I'd almost prefer a longer distance, but it's what we've got available in terms of the time at this time. And, you know, the first 300 Ks are the hard ones, and we're doing 320. So I'll probably have settled in about on the outskirts of Canberra. But, yeah, the pain barriers, you know, about 3 or 4 days in is when it peaks, and after that it just gets more tolerable. But I'll cut my shoes open a lot earlier this time. Last time round, my feet were swollen up and it got to the point that I could only walk at about 2 kilometres an hour. I was hobbling, and I was staring down the face of having to quit. And then I just thought in desperation, if I cut the shoes open, maybe I'd get some relief. I didn't know how it would work, and I didn't know if I could walk in them. Cut open, but it was great. It gave me relief, and, you know, we just kept on opening the shoes up more and more as I needed to, and we kept going. So that we'll do that again this time, but probably a bit earlier.
Do you think it will help raise awareness about this issue to involve more people this time?
Yeah, that's the idea, is that I'd love to get kids involved because they're the future. And hopefully, if, you know, maybe the politicians aren't listening to the adults. Maybe, just maybe. They'll listen to the kids. And so the idea is if other people get involved, then, you know, maybe we'll be listened to. One can but try.
Has Ned changed since that big walk with you last year?
No, not at all. And he's very, very laid back about it and doesn't see it as, you know, he's very low-key. He's not in the slightest bit big-headed about it, and nor should he be for that matter. And he's still going to give me crap the whole way over. And I'm sure that we'll still be playing fly-catching competitions. And he laughs because I walk with my mouth open quite a bit and catch flies. And he thinks that's hilarious. So, you know, he's not out trying to, you know, preach to the masses or anything like that. I think it's just something that he believes in and is willing to, you know, put himself on the line and go for a walk. I admire him tremendously for that because he walked a lot of that walk. His feet were a lot better than mine, but he was in blisters as well. You know, he was blistering up and kept going. And he's a tough kid.
What's your message to the federal government as you're heading towards Canberra this time?
Stop it. Just stop it. It's just not acceptable.
Do you think walks like this make a difference? Do you think actions like this make a difference?
I think that people standing for what's right is the only thing that's ever made a difference. And maybe what Ned and I are doing won't. I don't pretend that we're going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But unless people stand up, it never will change. And so, you know, it's not really important whether we make the difference, but it's important that we try.
That's Adelaide barrister Adam Richards speaking with Stephanie Smale, and he and his son Ned, and walk from Canberra to Sydney to draw attention to this, which they believe is a travesty of Australian justice.